This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One, go.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. I am in Philippines right now, brothers and sisters, and you may be wondering, what am I doing here? I am here for Ayera work. Ayera is in Philippines doing the work of Dawah. Okay, and today we are attending a Salah camp. We call it Salah camp. During Ramadan, we have been fundraising for Salah camps, as you can remember, or maybe you can remember, because we were doing lives almost every other night in Ramadan to raise funds for new Muslim support. So there are people who have accepted Islam. Like if you look there in front of me, right now they're having lunch. This is an indigenous village. When I say indigenous village, you cannot get more indigenous than this. They live in the traditional way. They have bamboo houses. They make houses from bamboo. Okay, you can come behind me. Okay. This is how these people live. Very simple lifestyle, very simple homes. The homes are made of bamboo, okay? These are indigenous people in Philippines, in central Philippines. Right now, we are with them. Many of them have accepted Islam in this village, and we're doing a Salah camp that goes for 7 days, right? So they learn how to pray. They learn the basics of Islam. They learn how to read Fatiha. They learn the basics of the Quran. Okay? So, as you can say, pray with ease workshop. Okay? So, that's the poster there. And Ayera is the continent. So, these are indigenous people in Philippines. And they look slightly different as well from other Filipinos, because they are a different tribe. They are different ethnic group, if you like. So if you look at the homes, they are very basic. Even the shop is made of bamboo and straw. Remember, the Prophet ﷺ said, Ayera's vision is what? What is Ayera's vision? It is based upon a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ said, Islam will enter every home on the planet, whether that home is made of mud, of grass, or bricks. I'm paraphrasing. Okay. So this is the hadith of the Prophet that drives Ayera's work, that drives us to come to places like this, to go to places like Latin America, go to Asia-Pacific countries, go to Africa. This is why we are here. It is this hadith. So this work is very important, brothers and sisters. I want you to understand, I want you to realize that if we do not continue to support each other in this, okay, this work can stop. That's why we want your support. Look at this house. It's made of straw. And Islam has entered already in this area. And it will enter in other places. With you or without you. The question is, do you want to be part of it? That's the question. It's a very, very basic village with basic facilities. I've been told there is no water here. There's no water so people can wash. They actually have to go a long way to fetch water for their basic needs, right? There are no toilets here, for example. Okay. Is there a masjid there, guys? There is a small masjid. We're gonna see a masjid. Let's go. We're gonna see a small masjid. But I want you to understand, brothers and sisters. Look how basic their lives are. They are cooking on firewood. Okay. Look at the house inside. There's no furniture. I mean, hardly anything. Plastic furniture, beds, simple beds made of wood. Okay. And this is central Philippines. These people are indigenous people. In fact, I've been told they are the first people of Philippines. These are the people who came here for first. So we're working with them. They are accepting it in large numbers. And we cannot abandon them. We cannot leave them without support. Hence the Salah camps. Hence the new Muslim support. Hence the follow-up. If we don't follow up, look how simple and basic these people are. If we don't teach them Islam, there's nothing. There's nothing. They don't know anything. They don't know what to do, what to... So how can people come and give Shahada and walk away? This is not what we do. Our work is entirely focused on follow-up. Okay? We call it new Muslim retention, new Muslim support work. Okay? Look how basic this is. Look at that. Look. That's a house, by the way. Yeah? Or maybe it's is it like a cafe or something? Okay, right? Okay, I know there are people sleeping. I don't want to disturb them. Can I go in? Yeah, I've just got the permission to go in. Sorry, don't mean to disturb you guys. Okay? They're very welcoming, hospitable people, very open. Look, this is the dwelling. This is what they live in. Okay? That's the kitchen. Okay? Right next to a bamboo tree or a bamboo plant, right? And you can see this house, if you want to call it that. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Actually, it's a beautiful place, very soothing to the soul. And it's made of bamboo. Look, straw. Roof is made of straw. So we're gonna thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. And these people, you may not think that Philippines is like that, but this is Philippines. This is not Africa. This is not Africa. This is Philippines. There are indigenous people who haven't received the message of Islam. They don't know anything about Islam. There are many Filipinos who travel to Middle Eastern countries, expats to work there. Many Filipinos. You might have seen thousands upon thousands of Filipinos working in the Middle Eastern countries, and yet they don't receive dawah, and possibly not even get positive, image of Islam due to all other challenges they may face. Right. But here we are in their country to bring the message of Islam to them. Okay. So,
are we doing dawah or do we hire the local?
We're doing dawah through the locals. We hire local du'at or we train them how to do dawah. Okay. This is the masjid. This is the masjid. Okay. This is how water comes in. Look, it's been filled. Then the wudu area operates like that. And this is a...
They will bring water to put there.
Yeah. They're using the drinking water for wudu. And it's leaking, guys. Look, it's leaking. Yeah. So, this is the masjid.
Before the masjid is not like this.
Yeah. Okay. It's a recent masjid. And we have the Philippines team here with us, alhamdulillah. And so it's a new Muslim community. It's a new Muslim community. They are just coming up. They are developing. We cannot leave them without support. This is the least we can do. Those who accept, we have to be there for them, teach them, and continue the work. So those of you watching right now, don't hesitate to support. You can support in three ways. Come down here physically yourself. Cover your own expenses. Catch flights. If you want to come as volunteers, get in touch with AIRA, okay, through the website. Okay, register as a volunteer. And you can bring yourselves here to support these people. We can tell you where these people are. You can go and live with them, teach them, encourage them. That's one way. Another way is support financially. AIRA.org. You go to the website and you will see the donations link. AIRA.org. AIRA.org. Okay. Or the third way you can support is, which is the least way, make dua for us. Make dua for this work. Make dua for all the pioneers, make dua for all the workers, all the brothers and sisters working here in Philippines on the ground. They are doing an amazing job. So continue to make dua if you can't do anything else. But most Muslims can do something, okay? And this is an obligation upon Muslims, okay? We were supposed to be doing this centuries ago. We were supposed to be doing this long time ago, right? We need to continue. Dawah is life. Dawah brings Islam to life, okay? Where there is no dawah, people, even the children of the Muslims will leave Islam. And this happened in Philippines, by the way, okay? Once upon a time, this was Muslim territory. The Spanish came in the 16th century, colonized the land, and then majority of Filipinos today are Catholic. How did that happen? While this was ruled by sultans, pre-16th century, this was Muslim territory ruled by Muslim sultans. They minted coins here, okay? So, brothers and sisters, that's a very short message from me. Just remember that this work is very important, and we cannot possibly allow these people to be without support. We're going to continue, inshallah. If you want to be part of it, I've already given you the option. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You bring inshallah.
Okay. This is, this is the first time that you have attend only.
Okay.